The Holy Gospel. You will find today's Gospel reading on page 43 in the New Testament section of the Church Bible. Page 43. The Holy Gospel is written in the 7th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark, beginning at the 14th verse. Then Jesus called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There's nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile." When he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them, "Then do you also fail to understand? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and goes out into the sewer?" Thus he declared all foods to be clean. And he said, "It is what comes out of a person that defiles, for it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these things come from within, and they defile a person." This is the Gospel of Christ. Gracious Lord, will you take your holy word now and give us an understanding, minds that can grasp your truth with clarity, hearts that can love your truth with sincerity, wills to obey your truth with perseverance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And will you sit down, please? Now you know that on the command of our vicar, we've got to choose a proverb to preach from in these immediate days. I've no idea how long it's going to go on for, but at the moment, that's it. Pick a proverb. So will you take a Bible, please, and let me share a proverb with you. The page is 651. Page 651. And the proverb is Proverbs 4, verse 23. Right down at the bottom of the left-hand column. Bible printers have lost the art of printing numbers in a way that you can see them. So let me help you. Page 651, the bottom of the left-hand column, Proverbs 4, page 23, here it is. "Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life." Keep your heart with all vigilance. The older translations on which I was brought up, "keep your heart with all diligence." It pays your money and it takes your choice. Keep your heart with all diligence, all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Does it make a picture to you? The human heart is like a reservoir. and things are flowing into it, and a great dam is holding the waters back, and the release valves are letting water flow out of it. An inflow, a reservoir, a dam, and an outflow. Keep your heart with all diligence, all vigilance. I'm not going to forget that word diligence, because that's where I am. I'm a fuddy-duddy, and my mind is anchored about 70 years ago. Vigilance. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for out of it flow the springs of life. That's where conduct starts, in the heart. The heart is what we are on the inside. The Old Testament uses the word heart in a great variety of meanings. Sometimes it means the mind, and sometimes it means the feelings, and sometimes it means the will, and sometimes it means the conscience, and sometimes, like here, it means the whole lot. What we are on the inside. It's what we are on the inside that determines what we're going to show on the outside. Keep your heart with all vigilance, because out of it flow the springs of life. Your heart is like a reservoir, and what you are is in there, and what flows out is what is determined by what's inside. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for out of it flow the springs of life. Suppose the inflow is wrong for the reservoir and the dam bursts. Keep your heart with all vigilance. We've all read in the newspapers about Christian leaders who make a moral collapse. And we don't read it with any delight. In fact, if I see that sort of heading, I don't read it at all. We don't read it with any delight. But when the story comes out, it wasn't a sudden impulse. It was a build-up which suddenly caused the dam to burst. Keep your heart with all vigilance, because out of it flow the springs of life. If you look immediately before this little passage, Proverbs 4:23, back to verse 18, the path of the righteous is like the dawn of like the light of dawn. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. That's very typical of this part of Proverbs. The first nine chapters of Proverbs are unlike the rest. The rest, from chapter 10 onwards, is individual sayings. And very, very often, they have no immediate connection with each other. They just lie side by side. But the first nine chapters of Proverbs are a connected statement. And verses 18 and 19 say, look, your life is always a matter of choice. There are always two paths set before you. The path of the righteous and the way of the wicked. Which way are you going to go? It's always like that. That's the way life is. There's no good wishing for it to be any other way. Life is choice. Are you going to go this way, the path of the righteous, or that way, the way of the wicked? and we're never free of that choice, no matter how young we are or how old we get. I would hate to tell you the wrong choice I made just 3 weeks ago. Happily, it only lasted a week, but there you are. It was a week wasted. I chose the way of the wicked. Life is full of choices. And the only way to guarantee that you make the right choice is keep your heart with all vigilance, because out of it flow the springs of life. Why do we make wrong choices? Because we've allowed the reservoir to build up with wrong things. How can we make right choices? By guaranteeing that the reservoir builds up with right things. That's why I asked John to read the Ephesians passage to you. What is the difference that becoming a Christian makes? It's a difference of the mind. We have, says Ephesians, we have learned Christ. The truth is in Jesus. Outside that, we have darkness of mind, failure of understanding. And there are the two ways, and they live in our hearts. And which way dominates depends on how we are guarding our hearts with all vigilance, because out of it flow the springs of life. The direction of life is determined by the things that we allow to flow in and become settled and nourished in our hearts. So if we want to guard the outflow, we've got to guard the inflow. And look at the way it works out here in this little passage. Begin with me, will you, at verse 20. My child, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. There's the inflow, what we receive through our ears, what we absorb through our eyes, what we cherish in our memories. There's another meaning of the word heart, isn't it? Keep them within your heart. That's your memory, isn't it? What are you listening to? What are you looking at? What are you preserving in memory and dwelling upon? This is the inflow. What are our ears attending to? What are our eyes looking at? What are our memories cherishing? That's the inflow into our reservoir. Keep your heart with all vigilance. What are we listening to? What are we gazing at? What are we cherishing in memory? Keep your heart with all vigilance, because out of it flow the springs of life. Guarding the inflow. My child, be attentive to my words. The Father is speaking to his children. That runs right through this part of Proverbs. Look back to chapter 4, verse 1. Listen, children, to a father's instruction. Look at verse 10. Hear, my child, and accept my words. Look at verse 20. My child, be attentive to my words. Can you hear the tones of a loving father speaking to a beloved child? Haven't we got a loving father? Isn't the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ our heavenly Father? Doesn't he look upon us with eyes of love? Doesn't he say to you and to me, my child, my child, be attentive to my words? What are you listening to? Beloved, are we listening to the Father's word every day? Not some inward voice. God forbid, that's what I did 3 weeks ago. Not some inward voice, but the voice of the Word of God, the precious Word of Scripture, letting our Bibles open, hopefully first thing in the day, what does my Father want to say to me? What are we gazing at? Are we gazing with an absorbed attention on the truth of God? What are we cherishing in our memories? Have we lost the art of Bible memorization, committing to memory the words of Jesus, the truths of Scripture? Keep your heart with all vigilance. Oh boy, what's inside will out. Therefore, let us be careful about what's inside. May the mind of Christ my Savior live in me from day to day. Him exalting, self-abasing. May the love of God dwell richly in my heart from hour to hour. And the verse that Mission Praise leaves out, the last verse, may His beauty rest upon me. Listening to the Father's word, gazing specially at the Father's Son as we read the four Gospels, absorbing Him, filling our eyes with Him, the eyes of the mind, and out of the Word of God day by day, picking that little bit that we commit to memory, that tiny scrap, maybe that one word, I'm going to remember that, so that we're stocking our heart's memory with precious things to dwell upon. Ah, there you are. That's my proverb for me. My proverb for you, for today, keep your heart with all vigilance, because that's where life starts. That's where life flows from. What's in there will show itself. Keep your heart with all vigilance. Let your ear be tuned to the Father's word. Let your eye be focused on the Father's beauty. Let your memory dwell on the Father's truth. Keep your heart with all vigilance.